Continuing our discussion of Pirkei Avos through the perspective of the Medrash Shmuel, I'd like to move on to the opening Mishnah of Pirkei Avos. Moshe Kibbel Torah Misinai, Masra LeYeshua, Yeshua LeZakenim, etc. So the Medrash Shmuel, Rabbi Dai Uzida, asks what is the obvious question in the opening Mishnah of Pirkei Avos. Why do we begin this Masechta with essentially the description of the Masorah? Right? This is a Masechta of ethics, of morals, of midos. Why are we beginning this Masechta? There should be other more appropriate places, maybe beginning of Brachos, right at the beginning of Shas, where we begin the description of the Masorah. Why does Rav Yehuda Nasi place the description of the Masorah specifically at this junction? So he quotes Rav Avadia Bartanura, who suggests that the reason this is placed here is because this Masechta, we may think, is not included in Torah Misinai, right? It's nice, have nice midos, be a nice person, act a certain moral and ethical way, but that's not Torah Misinai. Torah Misinai is halachos and business, how we're supposed to deal with business and how we're supposed to deal with medical ethics. Rav Avadia Bartanura suggests, and as the Medrash Shmuel quotes, that this is equal, if not more important, in the concept of Torah Misinai, that it's not only about being God-fearing Jew, but it's also about being a good Jew, and those things should essentially go hand in hand, and everything that is contained within Pirkei Avos is included within the Masorah, that one has to be a good person with great midos and great ethics. Rabbi Chanan Amen and Kasha Maratz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Zach Yisrael, L'Vichah Chir B'Lehem Torah Mitzvos, Shenema, Adonai Chafetz Manzakal Yagdil Tzorav Yadir.